Hi everyone, this is Tara, and this is the first mini episode of Tea Time with Tara. I decided to do a little mini episode just to talk about something that has been really life-changing for me in the last few weeks or so. It's something that I plan on fine-tuning as time goes by, but I really want to talk about how handling criticism, whether it's giving or receiving criticism, can totally change your interpersonal relationships. So buckle up. Over the last few weeks to month, I have had a few really eye-opening experiences when it comes to constructive criticism. So I want to share those specifically because I have learned a lot, and I think that it's really important to share these lessons that I learned and hopefully help some people, because I don't think that enough people are able to hear criticism in a constructive way. And I mean, I'll speak for myself when I say that it has been historically very difficult for me to hear criticism, for me to take criticism without feeling like I need to defend myself. And that's because of my own issues where I feel the need to prove myself, to be perfect and right all the time. And I've kind of gotten over that. I've gotten over that because I have accepted and acknowledged that, first of all, just because somebody feels a certain way about me doesn't make it true. That's number one. And number two, that if I take criticism positively, if I receive it positively, there's a possibility that I can learn something, that I can grow. And whether or not it's something that a behavior that I need to change, or just hearing somebody's interpretation or perspective of something, I think that all of those things are really important as human beings living in this existence. The first thing I would say is that whether you are giving criticism or receiving criticism, how you approach those two things really matters. So of course, we're going to start out with giving criticism. Right off the bat, if you start out with kindness, it will be more likely to be received with understanding and actual listening. So my sister is really good at this. She has approached me in the past and said, hey, I want to talk to you about something. This is not about criticizing you and hurting your feelings. This is just something that bothered me or that I thought about, and I really want to clear the air with you because I love you. And so, of course, I'm going to listen because my sister is telling me that something bothered her and that she wants to talk it out with me. I want to hear what she has to say specifically so that we can talk it out and we can have a healthier relationship, or, you know, reinforce our relationship or whatever the case. This is somebody that I love, that I know loves me, and what she is about to say matters to her. Therefore, it matters to me. So she explains whatever it is. I hear her out. I listen. I have to listen. I cannot just try to think of how I'm going to respond. I can't, because then I am not going to be listening really to what she has to say. I'm not going to hear everything. So just kind of sitting in that and really hearing them out. If there's something that you don't understand, you can say, wait, am I understanding this correctly? And repeat what you are interpreting it as. This way, right then and there, you can clear up whether or not there is a misunderstanding. On the other side of it, if you are the person that is receiving the criticism, just listen with an open mind, as I was saying. This person is coming to you with a concern, just hear them out. If you don't know what to say and you need to process what they have said to you, it's perfectly okay to say that. You do not need to have all of the answers all the time. Like, seriously, just in any situation, it's okay to say, I don't know, I need to think about it, in whatever way applies to that situation, whether it's something that you need to process, something that you need to research, something that you just need to think about. It's that simple. I don't know how I feel about this. I need some time to process it, and I'll get back to you. It's also really important to make sure that that person that is giving you the criticism understands that what they are saying matters to you, especially if you are going to take a break and return to it at a later time. But it's also just really important to take accountability. Something recently that my sister said to me was that I felt like you were on the phone the whole time and you weren't really listening to what I had to say. And so that's a valid thing. Like, I was on the phone. I was sitting in her passenger seat and I don't even remember what I was doing. I think I was just fucking around with my phone, like scrolling or something. And it's specifically because with my anxiety, I always need to be doing something with my hands. Talking with my hands right now. I also usually hold a squishy, as I think I've shown in a previous episode. So there are all kinds of things. Sometimes I have these guys, these hair ties on my wrists, and I'll fidget with that. It's just like a stimulation thing that I do. So I said to her, I'm really sorry that you didn't think that I was listening to you. I heard you talk about this, this, and this. And I said, I was just fidgeting. I really was listening. It's actually something that I do when I am fidgeting with something that helps me to listen better. So once I explained that to her, while also apologizing for how she felt in that situation, and she knew that I was actually listening to her, we were able to come to a resolution. And that was really important to me. And I know that it was really important to her. So just know that, again, when somebody is coming to you, especially when it's somebody that you love and somebody that you know loves you, they're coming from a good place. And try not to immediately go on the defense. And again, if you are giving criticism, make sure you preface it with, I am coming to you with this because I love and care about you. Another example I'm going to give is of a time when I was receiving criticism from somebody that I know doesn't love or care about me, and I don't really love or care about them either. So in this situation, this is somebody that cares about and is a friend of somebody that I care about. And so even though I don't necessarily have an interest in how that person feels about me per se, it does matter to me how they feel about me specifically because we have this mutual person that we care about. So it kind of, I don't even know exactly how it started, but it basically became a conversation between two people that have kind of established that we don't really care for each other, that like kind of airing our grievances in a way. But it was in a non-hostile way. And I think that the reason that we were able to both approach it that way was because of the fact that we both care about this other person. So it was, you know, hey, I didn't like when you did this. And I was able to say, yeah, that was fucked up. Or I shouldn't have done that. Or I wish I hadn't done that. Or whatever the case. And there, you know, there were also times when I would say something very similar, like, you know, this really hurt my feelings when you did this. And that person was able to say, yeah, you know, I could have handled that better. And it became very, very evident very quickly that we actually, we have a mutual respect for each other. I think it stems from the fact that we both care about this person. That person is important to them. That person is important to me. Therefore, a relationship between us, while we don't have to be friends, we can still respect each other. And I'm going to tell you if I don't like something, because I think that that's also important. So it helped me to have a respect for this person that I previously did not have before, specifically because of the fact that it wasn't about tearing me down. It was really from the perspective of, you know, I didn't really like the way you did this, or this wasn't a good look, or just you handled that really poorly. Whatever the case may be, it was about how my actions may have impacted the other person. So that I think really makes a difference, because how I make them feel really, really matters to me. So yeah, that's really it. It just kind of boils down to, we had this mutual understanding between us that, yeah, we don't really like each other, but we both really care about this person. So let's kind of hash our shit out and see what happens. And we did that. Criticism does not have to be hurtful or painful. You can just go into a situation and hear somebody out. And as I said before, you might learn something. You might learn something about yourself. You might learn something about just people in general. You might learn something about the person who is providing that criticism. And depending on what kind of a relationship you have or intend to have with that person, it can also improve the quality of your relationship with that person. Recognizing that you do not have to see eye to eye with every single person that you interact with, and that not everybody is going to like you no matter how hard you try, it's really going to make your life a whole lot easier and a whole lot happier, because you just accept the fact that as long as you are being your authentic self and the people that you love and care about know who you are, that's what matters. Everyone else's opinion, while yes, it is nice to be liked, it's just not possible to be liked by everyone. And if everybody likes you, I feel like you're doing something wrong, because it's just not realistic. It's just not. It means you're not being authentic, in my opinion. Differing opinions, differing experiences. We do not all have to have the same ideas or the same perspectives or the same opinions. It's okay to look at things differently. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't have a relationship with someone. And I just mean an interpersonal relationship. I know that certain things are not acceptable in relationships for other reasons, but generally speaking, it's okay. You shouldn't surround yourself with people that just completely agree with everything you're saying, because you're just staying in your comfort zone, you're not learning anything new, and you are not becoming a better version of yourself. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of Tea Time with Tara. Probably start doing these a little more when I have these little ideas. And that's that. Check me out on Instagram. I am always posting updates on there. Daily, at least, usually, at teatime.with.tara. And you can check out links to everything else on my website, teatimewithtara.com. Thank you for listening to this mini episode of Tea Time with Tara. Till next time.